Be your own life coach. Topic number 2, 24-hour goal. Objectives. This topic will help you to examine where you are in your life right now. Think about some areas to work on and changes you might want to make. Getting started with goal setting. The time for this module is for 2 hours.
This is story number 2. James has registered for a goal-setting course. He tells his friends about it, and they laugh and say that sounds like a waste of time. They ask him, "What do you want to do that for?" James just shrugs and tells them that the school counsellor is making him do it. "What do you want to do that for?" James thinks about this question a lot in the week before the class starts. He realises that he's not satisfied with the way things are going for him at the moment, and if he wants things to change, he's going to have to do something about it. A week later, James is sitting in the goal-setting workshop, and the trainer starts talking about how important it is to understand exactly where you're starting from if you're going to get to where you're going. This makes a lot of sense to James. It's harder to reach the destination if you don't know where you are before you start, and you can't track your progress if you don't know what your starting position is. Elite athletes know exactly where their fitness is at and where it needs to be. The first exercise they do in this course is to complete a life chart. James gives himself a rating from 1 to 10 in 6 different areas of his life. He's happy with how things are going with his friends, but he realizes that he's not doing so well as he would like in other areas, especially his schoolwork. James is still not sure if the goal-setting workshop is going to help him at all, but he decides he's going to give it a go. He's got a good idea of where he is at the moment in his life, and he's not satisfied with it. He knows that he can probably do better, and he can already think of some changes he'd like to make. It may not sound like much, but it's a start. To complete a life chart like James did, give yourself a rating from 1 to 10 in these 6 areas of your life: health and fitness, home and family, study, friends, fun and adventure, and work and finances.
Stella's story number 2. Stella has been talking with her auntie Maria. Maria is a life coach, and she's encouraging Stella to set some goals and to make an action plan. There are lots of things that Stella wants to do. She wants to get her schoolwork back on track, she wants to make some friends at a new school, and she wants to work on her fitness. It all seems overwhelming, and Stella doesn't know where to start. Maria suggests that Stella set herself a 24-hour goal. "You don't have to do everything all at once," she explains. "It takes time to make these kind of changes. Why don't you start by setting yourself one small goal? Something that you know you can do and that will be easy to achieve." "Well, I suppose I could start by going for a run," says Stella. "That's something I could do in the next 24 hours. "That's perfect," Maria says. "You'll have made a start on working on your fitness. I'll give you a call tomorrow night to check that you've done it." Here's the activity for the second module. Set yourself a 24-hour goal. This is what you need to do. Step number 1. Choose the area of your life that you think you need to work on most. For example, you might choose fitness, friends, or schoolwork. If you've completed the life cycle exercise from the first module, you'll have a good idea about what it is that you need to work on the most. Step number 2. Decide on one action that you can take that will make a difference in that area of your life. It doesn't need to be a big difference, just something that will be a positive step and can be achieved in 24 hours. Now this is important. Make sure that the action that you commit to is something that you are absolutely sure that you can do. Step number 3. Tell a friend, a teacher, or a member of your family exactly what it is that you're going to do, and ask them to check
if you've done it in 24 hours' time. Step number 4. Did you achieve your 24-hour goal? If you did, get somebody to take a photo that represents your goal, or do it yourself and post it to this Flickr group. The web address is on the course page. If you didn't, write down the reasons why you weren't able to achieve it and what you could have done differently. Self-assessment activity for Module 2, the 24-hour goal. Write a brief response to each of the following questions. Number 1. What did you learn from the 24-hour goal task? Number 2. Would you set yourself a 24-hour goal again? Why or why not? That concludes the activity for the second module, the 24-hour goal. In the next module, we look at SMART goals. SMART goals.